Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, all.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio, all of you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. The sunshine is back. Isn't it wonderful?
It is.
Yeah, it's been there for a while this morning, too. I've been here since 5, and it's been there for a while. It came out early this morning.
Just shining right in your eyes. You know?
Yeah. We'll take it. We'll take it. It's better than the alternative of what we had.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whatever yesterday was, I come into work and I can barely, I'm taking it easy, going like 5 miles an hour because of the roads. I leave and it's like 50. Mm-hmm. And I go out to take my fur brother Sam out for a walk, and it's pouring out and snowing and rain. I actually heard Mother Nature just throw her hands up in the air, like,
left the room.
Yeah, just done. What else has she got in store for us, Brittany?
That's hysterical. That was the best description of yesterday that I could imagine. It was a weird one, and today is going to be a little bit more normal. We do have a chance for a few flurries that could fly around this afternoon between like 2 and 5. Maybe a little snow showers are possible, but no accumulations really expected from that, and a lot more sunshine here this morning. Obviously, we're going to be cloudy by later on this evening with those snow shots. But high temperatures in the low 30s, hovering right around that freezing mark. And, of course, the wind's still whipping, so it's going to be feeling more like the 20s out there today. Mm-hmm. Those winds don't ease up until Friday, but they are going to start to warm us up tomorrow, where we will hit 40 degrees and be bright and beautiful and just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds really nice. We'll take that.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to this weekend. We got a lot of Easter egg hunts going on. Hopefully we'll have some good conditions for that.
Yes, it looks like we should. Maybe a few sprinkles there on Saturday, but nothing too major expected.
Excellent.
All right.
Feel better already. Thanks so much, Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there, friend Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. Got some fun things to get to this morning. Is my microphone acting weird?
It sounds fine to me.
I feel like I'm hearing a static. All right.
I don't hear anything. You're good.
On with the show. Did you hear that?
Sorry, couldn't help myself.
We are going to be taking up a very important job. We're going to be looking for a wiener connoisseur. We're going to help out the MLB with that coming up.
Glad you tied that into sports.
Mature hats, everybody. My goodness. We've got that.
When
coming
are we
up.
Ever mature?
No, it's not our thing. Got that coming up. I got a great what if question. I know we're coming up for you a little bit later as well. And in this 8 o'clock hour, we're also going to hear from our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
All right.
Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news for you. We got another movie reboot we got to talk about.
Oh, boy.
Star Wars is bringing something back that I did not see coming. That one's going to be interesting. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, the top things house guests immediately notice when they arrive. And I also want to get into the 9 o'clock hour. Today is Quirky Country Music Song Title Day. We celebrated a little bit of this on the Sunrise Show. I saved the rest for over here. We're going to have your favorite country music, like weird country music song titles.
Awesome.
And we want to hear from the audience on this one. I want audience participation on this one. 715-424-2600. Keep that in mind. But we start our show with what we do around here, covering news. And we cover local, we cover worldwide news. And you've by now seen the footage and heard about the Baltimore Bridge collapse by now, which is just insane. I watched that video once. I couldn't watch it more than that. I really don't know how I feel about some of the news outlets replaying it over and over and over and over again while we were still looking for survivors. I really feel like we've got to get better about this as a nation, as a country, what we expect from our news. It's no different than, you know, what we experience in watching sports and a horrible injury happens and they show it over and over and over and over.
Right.
I feel like there's a journalistic importance to sharing, but there is also a limit to how much. Having it on replay over and over and over again seems gratuitous. especially when we are still at the time looking for survivors, possible survivors. Mm-hmm. Seems very tacky to me, but this is the 24-hour news cycle that we live in.
Yeah.
So we just want to go over a couple of notes to get everybody recapped and up to date on what is happening over there. Massive 984-foot-long cargo ship lost power and all controls, then rammed into a support pillar just before 1:30 a.m. Eastern time yesterday. A huge span of the bridge collapsed into the river 6 seconds later. The Francis Scott Key Bridge opened in 1977, and the whole thing was over 1.6 miles long. Not all of it fell, but a huge section of the water of what did, over 3,330 feet or two-thirds of a mile. 8 construction workers were on the bridge when it fell. Last it was mentioned, they were still looking for 6 of them who were there repairing potholes. Sadly, the company they worked for said that they're all presumed gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2 other construction workers got pulled from the water alive. It doesn't look like any other vehicles were on top on the bridge. I can't believe they're not mentioning this. There were no other excuse me, everybody. There were no other vehicles on the bridge because there was a bunch of brave police officers that saw what was happening and cleared the bridge,
mm-hmm.
Cleared it from cars.
Yeah,
that there was the construction worker, the workers on the pothole, they were not able to get to in time.
Mm.
That needs to be noted.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hero move right there, and it's an opportunity to mention that, and they didn't, I don't know. So things could have been a lot worse if it hadn't happened if it had happened during rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge handles over 30,000 cars 30,000 cars a day.
Wow.
Traffic in Baltimore will be a mess for a while, and as they are dealing with a lot of things over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the things that I love about our country, we've seen this a handful of times, I think most notably after 9/11, the way Americans look out for Americans, the way we root for each other, the way we have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's show the rest of the world that points and laughs at us in years like this when we're fighting for a president and we're fighting over this and that and everything, especially as divisive as things have gotten. Let us show the rest of the world what it means to be united, what it means to be a true country, where we have each other's back. We don't vote for the same person. We don't like the same ice cream or the same baseball team, maybe. Sure, but at moments like this, we have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
However you can help, whether it is thoughts, if you are a praying person, praying, if you are sending funds or anything like that. There are a lot of different ways you can help. One of the most important ways is with your vote. Be informed. How does voting have to do with this? Infrastructure, people. Infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
and voting for people that care about that. Infrastructure isn't sexy. It doesn't get people's attention like it should. This will, and hopefully gets people's attention and to these situations. And also understanding that some of the fake things that are coming out over this,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Over this story. How tacky, how just... unhuman it is to immediately look at your political angle on a story like this. That shows you where they're at. That shows you who they care about.
In their favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they care about themselves. They care about the people in their pocket. That's what they care about. A real American doesn't give a damn about any of that stuff and is wondering what they can do to help.
Right.
That's what a true American does. The rest of them are just caring about themselves. Pay attention to that stuff right now. Look at what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pay attention.
And then I also want to throw out there too, be cautious as you try to help with your dollars.
Yes.
Go to reputable sites to donate to help. Don't accept calls or pleas for help. Seek it out yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Because there's a lot of scammers that will take advantage of something like this.
Yes.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
There is no segue because there shouldn't be a segue from a story like that. So we're just going to dive right into something to try to make you smile and laugh. And this year's Cadbury Bunny is a raccoon named Louie.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Yes.
Masked bandit as Cadbury Bunny.
Yes.
That's
nice.
A little weird.
Yeah. The first of his species to earn the title, the candy company said.
Oh, boy.
The company announced Louie the raccoon, a 2-year-old pet from Miami, Florida, was the winner of the 6th annual Cadbury Bunny tryouts and will have a role in the 2025 Cadbury Bunny tryouts commercial.
Mm-hmm.
As an Easter tradition for the brand. I hope they never stop doing this.
Same. But also worth mentioning, pet raccoon.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that part. That yeah, in Florida, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Shout out to our Florida listeners. The raccoon won the hearts of voters on Instagram with his friendly face and his special skill, creating paintings to be sold to benefit wildlife rescue and rehabilitation centers. He's a great artist, too, by the way. He's a great artist. He's way better than I am. He's a way better artist than I am. Louis follows in the footsteps of previous Cadbury bunnies, including Crash the Rescue Cat, Annie Rose the Therapy Dog, Betty the Frog, Lieutenant Dan the Treeing Walker, Walker Coonhound, and Henry the English Bulldog. One of my favorites. I liked Henry. These are fun.
They all bark like chickens.
Yeah. It's weird how they teach them to do that.
I know. Isn't it funny?
I'd really love to know what the animal trainer is that is able to teach this raccoon to bark like a chicken. It's pretty good. We will get to check in with our partners real quick. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Let's go ahead and have some fun celebrating all of your birthdays and celebrating our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now, 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Forgot how long I had to ramp.
Yeah, you have to keep going. It worked out well, though.
It was okay. We encourage you to visit our friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go say hi to the gang over there. Wish them a great day. check out their Facebook page. Be sure to like their page. Great post they had the other day about thanking the community and everything. Mm. Be sure to check that out. And visit them for all their great specials. They can take good care of you for breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. Just head on over there and enjoy yourself.
Just get there before 2.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because otherwise, no one will be there.
And we encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can email any of our staff with that kind of way that you mm-hmm. do that there. Also, email us or direct message us on our Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Hit us up on there. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, there is...
Alexander Graham Bell has something to do with it.
Telephone.
Yeah,
telephone.
That's it.
You can use the telephone. You call up 715-424-2600 and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. And, of course, if you're listening on the Civic Media app, thank you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and just a touch or two away from calling up and joining the conversation. More on the Civic Media app in just a little bit, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We have got a possible 3 qualifiers here. So, Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go in the middle, 2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish happy birthday to Michael Anderson.
Happy birthday,
happy
Michael.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Kevin Bergender.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Kevin used to work with Wisconsin Community Media. Came in all the time recording with us and working with us. Out there doing some great work still. We appreciate you, Kevin, and wishing you a great birthday, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Courtney Jade.
Oh, Courtney.
Hi. Congratulations, Courtney.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a great day, Courtney. Hope you have a good one. Enjoy. And thanks so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially on a day like today where we do not have a huge celebrity list.
Oh, dear.
It's one of those days. Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. Nathan Fillion is 53.
Oh, hey. Yes.
Right now, a lot of you know him as John Nolan on The Rookie. You may have known him as Richard Castle on the TV show Castle, but I think most people fell in love with him as Captain Malcolm on Firefly.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
He's if you've ever read an interview with him, he's such a well-spoken guy. You know, he was one of those, it took him a while to get to where he is now, you know, and you can really tell he really appreciates being able to do this. Plus, apparently his mom was a librarian, so he's a huge reading advocate too.
I didn't know
that.
Which
is really cool, yeah. And he's Canadian, which is, you know, that's cool too.
I'm a big fan of his, in part because of his tenacity, his relentlessness for his career. Mm-hmm. It shows, and I really admire that. I enjoy actors like that.
Started out on soaps, and moved from there,
And for those of you that are, he's also he's got like a ton of cameos in like anything James Gunn does and everything.
Yeah, he's got a lot of friends in Hollywood too.
But these cameos are not like great cameos.
No.
He's usually like blowing up or something. Like I love that he does that. You know, that he's willing to do those things. Those of you that are fans of Firefly, if you have not heard, Disney has bought the rights to Firefly. And they don't do that for fun.
No.
they are going to turn that into something. And they have already signed on Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
Yep. So those two have already signed on.
That's
for
awesome.
It.
That is good news, because otherwise I was worried.
Yeah, those two actually are the reason Disney did it. Because they had been talking on social media for a long time about revamping the show without Josh Whedon. He is not going to be a part of this. Josh Whedon's probably not going to be a part of anything. I don't know if that guy's going to be doing like high school. Or no, he definitely isn't.
No.
he ain't going to be around part of this one.
No,
so,
no.
If you're a fan of the show, you might that might interest you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more recognizable voices you will ever hear, Mariah Carey, is either 54 or 55 today.
Yeah, we're not sure.
There's some question about that. Well, okay,
depending on which part of the internet you visit, apparently. Yeah.
Okay.
Her first number one hit was in 1990, "Vision of Love." I still think that's her best.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that's her best song. I do personally. The last time one of her hits was hit number one, it was 08, "Touch My Body." But of course, she is a hit every year around Christmas with her Christmas song.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, that was out loud.
I have to say, when she first hit 1990, we had not heard anything like that before.
No.
Hearing that voice, it was really remarkable.
Yeah.
So I got to give her a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Daydream was my favorite album, probably.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
In 95.
What I liked about Vision of Love is the hunger you can hear in her voice. Mm-hmm. That she is still fighting for this career. The diva isn't there yet. The iconic breaking glass voice and everything isn't. Yep. You don't know it by heart yet and everything. There's this real hunger in Vision of Love that you can hear.
It's where we all start from, right?
Yeah. Let's see here. Paulie Perrette is 55. She played Abby for 15 seasons on NCIS. Did a good job on there, too. She was good. One of the more legendary directors of our generation, Quentin Tarantino, is 61 today.
Wow. 61. Oof.
He produces and directs and writes some of the more interesting and genre-pushing movies of our era. And they will go down in history as that. He's also going to go down to me as one of those guys who came out the gate real strong and just kind of faded sort of as he went. And his idea, he's only going to do 10 films. So he's only got one more film he's going to direct. This is according to him.
Right.
He might still direct TV shows and things like that. But we'll see. In one of the things that I enjoyed about his work was his pushing of things and his taking chances and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The story of what him and Roger Avery did with their first big break in Pulp Fiction, taking the script and realizing we got to do something different that nobody's ever done, taking the beginning and ending and throwing the rest up in the middle, and however it landed, that's how they filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that to be one of the most bravest, if not dumb, but it can be both. It can be both.
It can be, yeah.
Ideas I've ever heard. But in recent years, he has lost me so much.
Yeah, me too.
When I go back and I watch his movies and I see some of the things that he got away with, because he did get away with some of the sexism, racism, some of those things. When I see how tacky he is to certain other directors and entertainers in the industry, he still acts like he's a 16-year-old in a clerk in a movie store. And he hasn't grown up. He hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The lack of evolution in his films is shown by that, by him as a person.
Several have been the same themes every single movie.
So now I find myself looking at Robert Rodriguez, one of his contemporaries, one of his friends, really, as the true groundbreaker in that genre, in that work. Nobody did things that Robert Rodriguez did. Quentin Tarantino had a lot more blood in his movies.
Gratuitous violence.
Yeah.
For violence's sake. And I don't find that attractive.
Right.
Robert Rodriguez had storyline.
Oh,
he had,
absolutely.
Had some much more interesting things going on.
And he's actually broadened. He's done all kinds of movies.
Yeah.
He's a kid movie. Yeah. It's my kid. Those are all his.
He's incredibly much more well-rounded director.
I agree.
I think that being said, Quentin, if you want to cast me, I will take the part. All that being said, my integrity goes out the
window.
Sorry,
you weren't a star of the 70s.
To be honest, you won't get I don't have enough of a 70s look. Yeah. Andrew Ferris is 65, INXS keyboardist, also a part songwriter for them.
Mm.
Big integral part of that band. If you're a fan of INXS, you're a fan of Andrew.
They had their own sound, for sure.
And Tony Banks is 74, Genesis keyboardist.
Mm.
We got a couple keyboardists celebrating birthdays right. right there. That's kind of cool.
It's funny how that works.
And we wrap up with the great, the legend, Michael York is 82 today. Basil and, of course, the Austin Powers movies. I think a lot of younger people would know him as that. I think for many people, you might know him as Logan and Logan's Run. But for everybody else and for most of us, it is Brian in Cabaret.
Yep. Yeah.
Michael York is one of the reasons I tried out for Cabaret, and I wanted that part so bad.
He is a consummate actor. I mean, he's had a great career. Not a superstar career, but you know who he is. Everyone recognizes him. They know what Michael York looks like, so...
Yeah, the Three Musketeers, the Four Musketeers, the Return of the Musketeers.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, that's right. That's yes. right. Yeah, yeah.
I always liked his voice. He had a very cool voice.
Great voice. Mm-hmm. Great voice. And his presence and his not only his attention to detail, but his delivery is so good with his work. Mm. And it's so... For an actor to be versatile is really important, obviously. It's a part of what we do. With him, I feel like he hasn't done a whole lot of differences with his characters until you pay if you're not paying attention, you know? You can see it there. He's such a got a consistency to his work that's so good. Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to do it for our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. But one more time, want to wish happy birthday to Michael and Kevin.
Happy birthday, happy Mike birthday, and Kev. And Mike and Kev, I call them.
Yeah, there you go. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Courtney Jade.
Happy birthday,
happy
Courtney.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Enjoy your day, and we encourage you to visit our friends over at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh, I thought that's what this was. Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. Just immediate, like 10 years old. Yeah. My dad blasting this or something. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by Phil Hartley in Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. That's going to be coming up in a little bit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, I want to talk about the Civic Media Text to Win Ride Contest. We got this Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest going on right now. We are going to give you an opportunity every day, four times a day, to have the chance to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in beautiful Wisconsin Dells.
Mm-hmm.
Also going to have a chance to enter to win one of our two grand prizes.
Yes.
That's right.
Good stuff.
Mm. Bicycles, blenders.
Yeah. Patio love seat.
Patio love seat.
Dad, that's it. Yeah.
We got you.
I knew you could sit on it, but I wasn't sure what.
Be listening. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps.
Step one.
Mm-hmm. Choose your local radio station.
Step two.
Go ahead and be listening at the top of the 7, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock hours.
Step three.
We're going to give you a keyword, and then you text that keyword to us.
And you're done.
And that's four opportunities to do it.
Yeah. And that's
per day.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do.
It's not going to cost you anything.
Nope.
It's not going to take a ton of time. I tried this out the other day when we first started this contest last week. Took me less than 30 seconds.
See?
That's it.
There you go.
And since we know a lot of you out there already have downloaded the app, you've got just two, just open it and text. Yeah.
Very, very exciting. I love this. Yes. Love this contest.
And these keywords are only good for that hour. Mm. So you got to text it in during that hour and then be listening again. Well, I mean, you're listening to us all the time anyway.
So. Right.
It's easy peasy.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody who's already played along and keep on listening. We got the 10 o'clock hour coming up pretty soon here. You're going to want to listen for that keyword and get in on the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
And then we got other things that you can possibly win as well going on around the world and everything. Of course, we're going to talk to Quality Plus Printing about our Hometown Hero promotion that they are doing.
Yeah.
And we got this one too. Hey. Online gambling site BetUSA is looking to hire a wiener connoisseur.
Okay.
and wiener connoisseur. Yes. You'll be in charge of visiting all 30 Major League Baseball ballparks, checking out the wieners at each one. Yes.
Ooh.
You'll get to taste test dozens of hot dogs, but they don't really care how good they are. They just want you to measure each weenie, each one, to see which Major League club was as the bigger hot dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Pay for your transportation to all of these baseball
I hope so.
Fields?
Yeah. It's not a full-time gig, but they also don't expect you to handle all of this for free. They buy the game tickets, travel is covered, and you get $2,500.
Oh, okay.
Wow. They also toss in a $500 gift card from MLBShop.com and a subscription to MLB TV.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Those latter two things kind of really intrigued me there.
Yeah, they really $500 for the MLB Shop, that'll get you like one jersey.
Yeah.
But
maybe a snow globe.
Yeah, that's all.
You can apply on their website between now and April 18th. Just enter your name and email, then write a short pitch for why you're the most qualified person to be measuring hot dogs.
Oh, wow. Okay, I have a nephew whose dream is to go to all 30 ballparks. I'm like, I should let him know.
Yeah,
like, Henry, you need, this is what you need to do, man. He's going to be graduating this spring, so he's got to have something to do.
How old is Henry?
What's that?
Yeah,
he's 18. Yeah, he's 18 years old. Yeah.
He's probably old enough to do it.
Yeah, I bet you he is. Yeah.
I'm thinking it would probably take somebody either in that range, in the early 18, 19 year old kind of thing, or somebody retired.
Yeah, in their 60s or 70s.
That was my initial thought.
I mean, I don't know who has
huge
the time.
Huge baseball fan that's retired.
Yes.
Who has a background in measuring things?
Yeah. Former construction worker or something. Yeah.
I love the idea of, so they don't care anything about baseball. They just love hot dogs.
Yeah.
What, baseball? What? What? Oh, what? Hot dogs.
I'm just here for the hot dogs.
That's right.
The hot dog measured in at 7.8 inches. God, gosh dang. I can't focus with this baseball going
on. This crowd
is so loud.
I'm trying
to measure down here. Back there.
Could you guys keep it down? Bottom of the ninth,
stop
my
tail.
Spilling
beer
tail.
On me.
I'm trying to measure a hot dog here. I've got a job to do. Like, they're coming in with a pocket protector and eyeglasses. Really.
Do they have an official hot dog
measuring implements to compare?
Yes. What a protractor. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a T-square.
Laser
measurer. What were you going to say?
Actually, Melissa kind of said it. I was like, do they have an official device to measure these things?
I like that. I love that. I like.
Oh, man.
So if you're interested in this contest, if you're interested in being a part of this or anything, betus.com, that's BETUS.com. Get in on this one and let us know what you wrote. If you do apply to this, I want to know what you wrote.
You could gamble to see if you're going to be involved.
You never know.
Nicely
never
done,
know.
Melissa.
But that's what, yeah, that's excellent.
A lot of us care about our animals, our pets. We consider them to be a part of the family a lot of the time. But what about an inanimate object? 51% of Americans say that they think of their car as part of their family.
51?
That was the first thing that popped into my head when you said inanimate objects we care about.
Excellent.
Well, I name all my
people. Yeah, she does. Yeah, that's true.
I do.
The poll also found 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever if that was an option.
Wow.
I miss Francis.
Yeah. I miss mine too. Yeah.
Brother.
But the number one reason it isn't emotional, it's financial.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I still see her driving around the streets.
Yeah.
Oh.
The actual car or just cars like her?
No.
Oh, the actual car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, somebody in my town bought it.
And
they fixed it up and they're driving it around.
That's like giving up a pet for adoption in your neighborhood, right? Yeah.
Is that, I don't know, is that tough or not, Melissa? That seems like it would be a little tough.
I'm happy for her.
Good.
And by her, I mean the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
She got a facelift. You know, they fixed the hood, they put new headlights in, and she's looking good.
Good.
Stop it. Stop it.
80% of us are trying to keep our current car going as long as possible because we don't want to spend money on a new one. And here are five more reasons we don't want to replace it. It's fairly reliable. 58% of us believe in that.
Okay.
It gets pretty good gas mileage. 45% on that one.
Pretty good. fairly reliable, pretty good gas. Did they just do people from Minnesota or what?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good gas mileage.
I mean, it means well. It's trying its hardest, you know, and so we're just going to go ahead and keep trying to do it.
It takes a little while to get going in the cold mornings, but you keep it.
You give her a shot. She's going to do right by you. It's going to be all right.
Back on track.
There's just number three on here. There's just no way I could afford a new car right now. 28% of people said that one.
Mm.
Fond memories like a road trip or family vacations. 24% of people said that is what's keeping them from replacing it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you just have an emotional attachment to your car. 22% said that.
Wow.
That said, most of us wouldn't go with the same car if we had to buy right now. Only a third of us said that they'd buy the same make and model as they did of only a newer year.
Mm-hmm. Variety. I like the variety of cars, having something different.
Yeah, I did this. I'm with you, Melissa. I did this. I basically just got another Jeep Liberty that's just a couple of years younger is what I did. And I have been regretting it, to be honest with you all. I like Blue. He's a good Jeep and everything. But I noticed that the things that I didn't like about the previous model, they didn't really improve on for me personally. and I know my interests have changed. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm looking for, what I want has changed and everything. I still demand four-wheel drive. I am not buying a vehicle that does not have four-wheel drive.
Makes sense in this state, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about this year, but yeah, otherwise.
In general, it's good to have, right?
Yeah, fair points. but I mean, other than that, I know better now of what I'm looking for in a vehicle because of doing this. So I do think that it was worth doing, but... Mm-hmm.
You are still relatively young in the vehicle ownership rankings there, James.
True.
So that's fair. Fair for you.
Very true.
I, however, am very happy with purchasing the same vehicle again.
Yeah.
Really?
Newer model. Yes.
Boring.
But I also, I can be boring. That's fine. I also would never buy a brand new vehicle.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Maybe lease.
The value as soon as you drive it off the lot. And... there's so many components now in newer vehicles, and I know a lot of people who, like, a friend of my boyfriend's who bought a new truck, the engine just went kaput.
Oy.
Brand new truck.
Ugh.
He had not owned it for 2 months.
Wow.
Now one of those things too, where with something like that, Melissa, where I don't know if it's that vehicle or not, but if it's a newer vehicle, nowadays you can't just go to any old mechanic sometimes for some of this stuff, too.
Can't.
Yeah,
because of the computer components that are in every vehicle now, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sadly.
We are going to, every Wednesday, we are joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We've got Phil Hartley joining us right now. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James.
Doing good over there, Phil? How are things going?
Yeah, really well. We got in the studio.
The
whole gang, or
yeah, we got Melissa and Seth.
We're all
here today.
Oh man, we should be having breakfast somewhere.
Yeah,
El Cafe. I'll meet you there.
Okay, all right.
We really want to do a remote from there. We really, we want to do remotes from everywhere. We want to do one over at Quality Plus.
That'd
be fun. We'd be having a lot of fun. Phil, before we get to our Wicked Awesome Word, I do want to remind everybody about the Wham! Who's Your Hero promotion you guys have going on.
Yeah, please. We've gotten a bunch in, but we'll take more. We're asking people to, you know, send in a hero in their life. So somebody that does something special for you, or somebody that stands out, or, well, whatever, that has changed your life in a good way. If you can get their name into us, call me, text me, stop me on the street, you know, whatever. And let's talk about it and get them entered into this contest, which is really a recognition thing. We want to make sure people know about the good people in this world. And that is a good thing. So we're going to get them a free T-shirt. We're going to get them some tickets to the Raptors and the River Kings.
Woo-hoo.
And some recognition, of course, on WFHR EM 1320.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anywhere in any social media place we can push it out. We just want to tell some good stories and you know, recognize some people that need to be recognized.
Well, you know, if we're not going to I thought this when Carl and I started doing the morning show together. Hey, our news coverage isn't, we don't hear enough good stories every day. So we're going to start doing that. We're going to wrap up our show every day with good stories. We've been doing it ever since. This is a little kin to that to me, Phil. Of promoting people that we may not know or may not hear about or get to highlight otherwise. It's a great idea and a great opportunity.
Oh, thank you. I think it'll be a neat thing. And, you know, in the back of my head, I'm hearing Paul Harvey, you know, tell these stories.
Yes, yes.
Now the rest of the story.
No, hey. No, no. God, I love Paul Harvey. Shout out to that. Phil, if people
need to learn more about, you know, some great local people, and it doesn't even have to be local, really. If we'll send T-shirts anywhere. But that being said, if it's local, it's kind of neat to hear some stories of some people just, you know, raising the bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Doing
the
next. Mm-hmm. If people have recommendations for your hometown hero, go ahead and send them to Phil. You can direct message him on our Facebook pages, just like Quality Plus Printing, like their page, and like Wham, and send it that way.
Yeah. Any which way you can. Yeah, mm-hmm. give us a call over here, 423-7440, and ask for me. Any which way, we'll take them. And again, you know, it doesn't matter which way they come in.
Yeah. And you can get them to us, too. Yep. You send them to us. We'll make sure to forward them to Phil in the game. We appreciate everybody doing that. Now, and keep it up, everybody.
Because we're going to hold on to them. When we pick a winner, we're going to keep them. And, you know, and it's going to be random from all the eligible ones we get in. And we'll keep them coming because they'll be eligible for the next month, too. So hopefully we'll get to everybody eventually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, what do you got for us today?
So this one kind of mirrors what we've just been talking about anyway, So we'll go with it. Panglossian.
Ooh.
So it's spelled P-A-N-G-L-O-S-S-I-A-N, Panglossian. Ooh. And it just means somebody that's really blue sky, marked by the view that all is best and best of possibilities. Excessively optimistic.
I like that. I like that.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I've definitely never heard that.
Okay, I can't help it. I got to do it. Mm. So the word comes from the character Dr. Pangloss from Voltaire's story Candide. Dr. Pangloss throughout the book is always saying that this is the best of all possible worlds, even though there's horrible things happening to Candide. So it's very satirical. It's usually used in context, ironically, like, yes, you have a very Panglossian view, meaning you're very naive and you don't understand how the world really works.
Yeah. No. That's a fun word.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, yeah. Yeah, it is. You're right. It's the blue sky theory of there's never a bad sky. But
it's a fun word, Phil. How'd you come across that one?
This one comes from my word of the day calendar.
All right.
This was actually the word of the day for Sunday, March 24th. So 2 days ago, but I saw that one. So that one's too good not to share.
That word of the day calendar is paying for itself.
It is. What really an investment.
Really, that's a great investment. That's a great one.
It saved me a lot of brain power.
Well, that's a good thing, Phil. You are so darn busy over there with both companies, and you guys have so much going on in the community. Appreciate all of the things that you guys are doing over there, Phil. We want to encourage people to head on over there with their printing needs. If you got an idea, Phil and the gang want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring it on. We're growing, I'm blessed to have a wonderful staff here. So they'll work with me and put up with me. I don't know which one it is, one of them. The can-do attitude here is awesome, and the work ethic, and do it with a smile on our face, maybe a little too plain glossy at some point, but do our best after the year. So, because, you know, don't matter what kind of day we're having, we can make the customer's day, you know, a little bit better. So,
yeah.
Here we are. Bring it on. Come on over.
Phil, we appreciate the time as always. And next time you join us, we'll talk a little rumors. We'll talk a little about the newest WRCT production that Phil is a part of. We'll spread the word about that a little bit more, too.
That is one insane play.
It really is. Get your tickets for that at wrctheater.org. Everybody, keep listening. We're going to be talking more about that show. And we're going to be talking to Phil next Wednesday. Thanks for joining us, brother. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Looking forward to it. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, say hi, Phil.
Say hi to everybody over there for us, Phil. You can say hi to them. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call as well, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their Facebook page, like that page. It's a great way to not only send down your hometown heroes, but reach out to them any ideas you might have. And be sure to be listening next Wednesday for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing. We'll be back more coming up right after this. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Being beat up and battered around,
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, taking it at the top of the hour. We're going to have some fun doing so, too. Got a good one to get into. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into some entertainment with you. We're also going to touch on a little bit later the top things house guests immediately notice when they arrive. And we want your favorite country song titles. We want your favorite country song titles. Today is Quirky Country Music Song Title Day, so we want your quirkiest, funnest ones. We'll get into that a little bit later as well.
Even if you wrote a country song that's got a quirky title, tell us that. I think that would be fun, too. Yeah.
I don't know when we'll be able to do this, but I do want to give the audience a tease and a heads up that we've got to talk WBAs pretty soon here. We got to talk about the WBA awards at some point around here. Our 80-year-old radio station representing everybody.
That's true.
Man,
that's
true. Feels good. Been a long time. Let's dive into this one, though, for right now. You missed the Mega Millions jackpot again, but at least you didn't blow $600 on tickets like one guy in Southern California, who also the Powerball is tonight, so keep on dreaming, everybody.
Oh, wow.
There is that to keep in mind. Now, here is a fun hypothetical for everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance at winning $100 billion? The first option is guaranteed money that could change your life. The second would make you one of the richest people in the world, but there's a 1 in 4 chance you get nothing. Mm-hmm. Someone polled over 1,500 people on Reddit, and it is close, but most said that they'd roll the dice. 48% said that they would go for the guaranteed money. 52% would risk it to go for it all. Let
go
it ride.
$100 billion.
Let it ride.
Yeah.
The only reason I would ever gamble is just so I could say, let it ride. Like that's it. That's the only reason.
And then you don't care if you win or not. Just I get to say my thing.
I delivered my line, and then I just leave. I just, you know, because I know I'm going to lose. I already know that.
Right.
It's a reason I don't gamble. We want to keep open this to the phone, open this to the audience. So you guys, 715-424-2600, go ahead and call up and join the conversation. What would you do? Let's go ahead and round the table here and everything. Seth, what would you do in this situation?
You know, I can see both ways. All right. So first of all, you don't have $1 million. You don't have $100 billion. So what the heck? You're not losing anything. Either you're rich or you're richer. So, you know, in this hypothetical question. Right. Okay. Now, personally, though, I would always go with the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what anyone says. $1 million is still $1 million, everybody.
Yeah.
It is $1 million. So I would say, give me the million. I'll take it. I don't need $100 billion. Mm. Just give me $1 million. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa?
Well, I hate to agree with Seth. I am of the same opinion. Because whenever, I am never going to probably ever see $1 million in my lifetime. Mm-mm. So. Why wouldn't I go for the guaranteed money?
Sure.
Because then I could retire.
Yeah. I actually am very kind of blown away a little bit by the amount of people that this was even close.
Mm-hmm.
In my logical brain, it doesn't make any sense to take a risk when you've got $1 million
sitting there. Yeah.
A sure thing. Especially when if you really want to be a billionaire, take that million and invest it. You know?
Maybe you could be a billionaire later. Yeah, that's you know, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. That's a great point.
Well, I think part of it is, James, that we have no concept of what $1 million is like.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just
forget $100 billion. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and this question, like, I mean, to the majority of people, I got to think that asked it or that they asked the question to, mm-hmm. and the majority of our listeners out there, we're check to check, a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And if not, one disaster away from, you know, being in the
financial issue. Yeah.
Even being in a worse position. Mm-hmm. There is no middle class anymore. We got to quit talking about like the middle class. This minute, there is no middle class anymore.
No.
There is the top 1%, and then there is the rest
everybody
of
everybody else. Yeah.
But the problem is, we've normalized these very, very small amount of people having massive amounts of money, and it's become it's normalized to us now. It's like, oh, of course, we have people that are multi-billionaires.
Well, and then we have politicians and people out there who want to give them a free ride, who want to give them no taxes and things like that.
Let's talk about the corporate tax rate for a moment, shall we?
Right. And I mean, that didn't get to be a law. It wasn't like something that was in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, everybody. That was something that our politicians pushed forward.
It was a political decision.
How many people wanted that? How many American citizens wanted that? Huh? How many? Please call up and let me know. If you want corporations to not be taxed, please let me know.
Or to be considered people.
Yes, yes, that too.
Or any number. Yeah, 100%.
How many American people wanted that? The job of the Supreme Court, the job of every single politician, from a mayor of a small town to the president of the United States, is to do what we want. Mm-hmm. Is that difficult to figure out? Yeah. Yeah, because we all want different things. It's tough. It's not easy. It's messy.
Yeah.
That's why you vote. That's why not everybody can do the job. It's also part of the reason why we shouldn't have 80-plus-year-old people doing the job.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we can all agree, though, that they should all pay their fair share, right?
I think so.
I mean, I pay my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you pay your taxes?
Yeah,
why should corporations not have to pay taxes?
Right. Why are they any different than us?
Yeah.
What about them makes them any different than the rest of us? Mm-hmm. And if anything, they should be wanting to do this. They should be trying to. No company, no business got where they did without us. Mm-hmm. We got them there.
Yep.
We're the ones that got them. All of these things. So they should be John Waters. They should be, oh, you want to come and talk to me when I'm having dinner with my friends and family? That's fine. You paid for this meal. I wouldn't be here without you.
Right.
Every one of them should be that way. But instead, it's greed and it's pushing their own agendas.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, to me, it's not even a really what-if question.
So, if I did win the $100 billion, I also have an agenda to push.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But it's all nice stuff. You know, it's like, you know.
Give so it, you say now.
Yeah.
Except Melissa. She's the only one who doesn't get anything. But
fine. What do I got to do, Seth? You're nice. You're pretty.
Now I kind of like the idea.
Your children like you.
Well, that's true.
I'm getting the billion. Well, that's a nice way of doing things, Melissa. You tell somebody three things. You give somebody three compliments, and you got to figure out which of the three is true or which of the three you mean.
Yeah, I like that.
That's actually kind of a fun game.
That's not bad.
We got another fun game you can get in on. It's the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win Contest. This is a statewide contest we are doing. We're having a lot of fun with everybody. We encourage you to download the Civic Media app. Be listening at the top of the 7, 10, 1, and 3 o'clock hours. We're going to tell you a word to text to us, mm-hmm. and that's all you got to do is text that word to us. And
yeah. We'll see. The one button dialing on the app. The app is the important thing here.
Yes.
Download the app. Take it with you. You take us with you wherever you go. You'll always be able to get us in. You'll be able to check her out with other radio stations, flirt around, hit swipe.
But they're
swipe.
All Wisconsin it's, stations.
Yeah.
That's true.
The best part.
Yeah.
And
flirt around. I like that, by the way.
It's with the other stations. Thing, right? Isn't that dating apps? You're swiping?
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
Check out what Walk's up to. Check out what...
That's funny.
But, of course, make sure you always come back to us.
If you love something, let it go.
Yes.
But you can enter to win up to four times a day for these fabulous prizes that we have coming up. And doesn't this end at the end of the week, James?
Yeah.
It does.
Wraps up on Friday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, and keep in mind, downloading the Civic Media app, you're going to want to keep it on there, not only to take us with you wherever you go, and especially in an informative year like this.
Oh, yeah.
We are your information hub. We are your voting hub, your democracy hub. But also, we're going to have other things like this, everybody. This is not the last contest we're doing.
It's kind of a test contest.
It is. We're taking a test ride. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing with this one. Test ride into spring.
Nice.
I just realized that. Well done.
Ride into spring. Text to win, statewide contest. Get the Civic Media app and get in on this, everybody. Be listening that 10 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to be giving that word to you. I do want to also let everybody know that our friend, due to the Easter holiday weekend, there will be no winter farmers market at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church Saturday, March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
The market will resume the following Saturday, April 6th from 9 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind, everybody.
Yep.
More notes like that coming up at the end of the 9 o'clock hour. We got plenty more to do. We got a lot more coming up for you right here at...